What's going on, guys? It's your boy DJ Scanless, and we're back with an all new episode of Scanless Talk. Now, for this episode, it's going to be my very first wrestling type podcast. And if you didn't know, I was born in 1988, so I grew up during mostly the early 90s when Hulk Hogan was on WCW, when they had Macho Man, Lex Luger, Sting, Goldberg. I was coming to of age during the Attitude Era when WWF, the rival company owned by Vince McMahon, had Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Kurt Angle, Triple H, Mankind, The Undertaker, Kane. Wrestling back then was so much better because you had two major companies going back and forth trying to get the clear edge in the ratings. So you had WCW with the owner Eric Bischoff, and you had Vince McMahon, the owner of WWF, going back and forth. The product was edgier back then. You would have the women come out in their panties and their bras. You have mud wrestling. You have sexual oriented type of segments. You know, and I know everyone says, oh, wrestling's so fake. But back then in the 90s, it was more geared towards teenagers and adults, opposed to right now, where it's more geared towards young kids. And right now it's more geared towards young kids because all their advertising companies that back the WWF, and also because they never had a clear type of competitor the last 20 years since WCW filed for bankruptcy and went under and got bought out by the WWF, which is now the WWE. Anyways, I loved wrestling back in the 90s. You know, I would always come home and we would watch it on USA or UPN or SmackDown or whatever. And my favorite wrestler back then, I loved Shawn Michaels. He was great with Kevin Nash, known as Diesel. But then I really became a big Rock fan because The Rock, he was always constantly booed and he was still put on great matches. He was still talk trash to everybody and he just made it great to be a bad guy. And the same with the NWO and WCW. You had a bunch of guys that were constantly beating people up, constantly spray painting their back with spray paint. And it just made the whole bad guy image cool. But more recently, I haven't really been that well into wrestling. Mostly past the year of 2008, wrestling has been going downhill. It's been more geared towards kids. So a lot of the segments, you don't really see bra and panty matches anymore. You don't see mud wrestling anymore. You see real women matches that are on the level of men now. You see that promoted more. You see that promoted just like the male matches now as well. And I just didn't like it because you couldn't do some of the serious type angles that you would do where people act like they were going to kill each other and blow each other up. Back when it was great, you had great angles such as Steve Austin and Booker T fighting in a grocery store. You had Steve Austin and Eddie Guerrero fighting in a bar. You had Vince McMahon faking his death and his whole limousine blowing up. You had Stone Cold Steve Austin attacking Vince McMahon inside the hospital and beating him overhead with the bedpan. You had Undertaker chokeslamming Mankind off like a 50-foot Hell in a Cell onto a table. You also had him chokeslamming right through the damn cell and he goes through the ring. You had Big Show coming up out of the ring and destroying Stone Cold Steve Austin. You had Goldberg going on this crazy 183-190 damn win streak. You had Triple H banging the corpse, which was Kane's girlfriend in a storyline that he killed when he was drunk driving. You would never see angles like this today because you have all these young kids that are the audience that the WWE and their advertisers want to be geared towards. But anyways, more recently, there has been another company that has emerged called AEW and is very reminiscent of the whole WCW. It's backed by the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the main wrestlers on there is Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, Kenny Omega, the Young Bucks, which more are known internationally in Japan through New Japan and Ring of Honor, stuff like that. But now I've been really getting back into wrestling because there's a viable option. The WWE was at a standstill, didn't really have to change nothing. Their ratings were failing. Back in the heyday, they were getting maybe 8 million viewers, upwards of 14 million, and now they only get under 2 million. That's really awful. That's really a big difference because a lot of fans decided to turn their back on the wrestling because they're too like family oriented, as I've been saying. But now Vince McMahon has been making changes in the WWE because shareholders and TV executives know that there's a viable option, another alternative out there that has just as much money as the WWE, because the owner of AEW is worth twice as much as Vince McMahon, which you haven't really seen that in the last 20 years. You had companies like TNA, you had companies like Ring of Honor, and they were very low budget. And I feel that's why they never made a dent into the WWE's dominance, because they were very low budget. You didn't really see them on big main TV providers such as TNT. But now we're getting that. We're getting AEW, and they have Jim Ross, they have Tony Schiavone. So it's going to be very reminiscent of 90s wrestling. If you haven't been seeing the last couple of pay-per-views that they put on before they make their big debut on TNT, it's more geared towards teenagers and adults like the 90s was. The program is more focused on wrestling as opposed to storylines like the WWE, and it's more adult friendly, and you have Cody Rhodes getting hit in the head with a chair, you have him being split open, blood everywhere, so it's more geared towards adults. But anyway, since there's been this emergence of AEW, they're set to debut on October 2nd on TNT. WWE actually has countered this, and they're taking their developmental brand and they're putting it on Wednesdays to coincide with AEW's debut as well, because they only had this brand on their network and it was a 1 hour show, and it was mainly for their athletes to get time getting used to main roster type situations and practice wrestling with one another and working on their promo skills. Since this was the big type of show that they had on their WWE network that most casual fans and hardcore fans liked even more than Raw and SmackDown, that's more PG oriented, they decided to put this on the USA network to go up against AEW. So now I'm just going to read a couple articles on it and see if you guys get the gist of it. So this is from the WWE website. It says WWE and USA Network announced on an agreement in principle to air WWE's weekly Wednesday night show NXT live on the USA Network. Following NXT's growth in popularity, the new 2-hour weekly show will expand its reach on USA Network, the leader in cable entertainment, while staying in its Wednesday night time slot that is held since 2015. The move to the USA Network provides an opportunity to deepen our relationship with NBC Universal and further build our NXT brand, said Vince McMahon, the WWE chairman and CEO. Over the long term, our goal is to develop a following that can be monetized to the same level as our flagship programs, Raw and SmackDown, which really has been crap lately. But since they hired back Paul Heyman, which he was the vocal point of ECW in the 90s, and Eric Bischoff, he was the vocal point of WCW in the 90s to do SmackDown, the program's actually been getting a little bit better and getting some traction in the last month or so. USA Network and the WWE is one of the longest and most successful partnerships in television history, said Chris McCumber, president of Entertainment Networks USA and Sci-Fi. As the number one cable entertainment network, we're excited to add NXT to our weekly lineup alongside powerhouse flagship Raw to bring in a new generation of superstars to a wide audience. Obviously, they see this as a big cash cow transaction because NXT makes $30 million a year, and they'll probably even make even more on the USA Network. But we all know Vince McMahon is putting this on Wednesdays to go up against AEW. And that's mainly because Raw and SmackDown probably would get a lot more criticism if it could not compete with AEW on the same day. But going on, since NXT launched in 2010 and risen to become WWE's third global brand alongside Raw and SmackDown, hosting nearly 200 live events around the world each year, airing on Wednesday nights, 8 p.m., NXT has been WWE Network's number one series. The new 2-hour NXT weekly show will also be available on demand on WWE Network every Thursday night beginning at 8, 7 Central. Which I think this is probably going to screw them over, because if a lot of people can get it on demand or see it on the network, the next day they're going to watch AEW live and then watch NXT on the network the next day instead of having to flip back and forth or choose one over the other. And really, this was Vince McMahon's intention to make people choose one over the other, which is stupid because instead of one show having a million viewers, essentially you might have it split down the middle, 500,000, 500,000, or a million each, instead of having that whole bulk load of all those fans. Alright, so let's see what else has been going on here. Now, since the whole update of NXT going to the USA, it says AEW on TNT ticket sales slowed down amid WWE NXT to USA announcement. Says a All Elite Wrestling's seemingly unstoppable success was met with a rare case of somewhat discouraging news, as its latest round of ticket sales for upcoming TNT television tapings at Pittsburgh and West Virginia failed to immediately sell out. As of this writing, tickets have been on sale for over a few hours, seats still available in both venues, which is kind of crazy because I'm from around Philly, and when they announced that they were going to do, I think, their third show in Philly in October, the thing got sold out within 7 minutes, and the damn website, it kept giving me an error. I kept refreshing, and I couldn't even get a damn ticket. So moving on, it says, even if tickets do eventually sell out, this will mark the slowest sellout of any TV tapings. After selling out for its first three tapings, in addition to instant sellouts for three major pay-per-view events, ticket sales were bound to slow down eventually for upstart promotion, although it is currently unknown how many tickets have been sold. AEW's continued momentum managed to somehow adopt an even more competitive context with the news of NXT moving to USA Network on September 18th. So they're coming out a couple weeks before AEW premieres on TNT on the 2nd. And that's because they're trying to steal the viewers, trying to show like how great they are going to be on USA Network to maybe keep them there instead of going to watch AEW, which is a pretty crappy move on WWE's part. They should be really happy that competition is there to really help them with their storylines and building their talent properly and keeping their talent happy rather than just letting it go to shit and letting advertisers dictate everything. The two-week jump is universally viewed as a counter-program move by the WWE, which intends to do everything in its power to stop AEW dead in its tracks, regardless of what any executive or wrestler is programmed to say. Both venues for AEW's upcoming shows in Pittsburgh, Peterson Event Center, and West Virginia's Charleston Coliseum are almost double the capacity of the promotion's prior sellout in Boston, which was set up for approximately 4,500 seats, and also in Philadelphia, which sold over 7,000 tickets. Pittsburgh and West Virginia's tapings will be set up for 9,000 and 10,000 respectively. Per Dave Messler of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, tickets for AEW's show in Washington, D.C. had been subject to unusually high scalper demand, a caveat that has led to flooding the market as tickets can be purchased as low as $8 on secondary market. Tickets for the Boston and Philadelphia shows remain secondary at an unusually high clip. Alright, now I'm going to go over this article that says why this might be good, and then I'm going to tell you why I think this whole NXT thing is going to fail on the USA Network. So as per PWMania.com, it says during his recent podcast, Christian and Edge, which is two former Attitude Era wrestlers that came up probably around 98 and 99, and their heyday was in the mid-2000s, they talked about positives of NXT moving to the USA Network to become a two-hour show. I think that finally makes it feel to everyone like it's a third brand. It's not just, are you going up to the main roster, because we talked about that. I've never liked that. You never liked that. To me, it's a lateral shift, but now it really solidifies that idea. So he's basically saying as it's going to be like a main brand instead of having these wrestlers do what they do so they can eventually get caught up to where everyone else is at on the main roster. So it's not really like a stepping stone anymore, but you're still going to need a minor league type farm system since this was their farm system. What is interesting is a lot of these talents are used to tape shows. Live is way different. They can go from 1 hour to 2 hours, and that to me, one of two things that I love about NXT is that it was 1 hour. Because you couldn't, if you got AED, you'll be able to focus on that for an hour probably, you know what I'm saying? And it's just enough time to not overexpose anything, but to expose enough that to me is kind of the biggest question mark. And also the problem with that is talent would actually take several takes to do their promos, and they would have a lot more time to prepare for their matches and do rehearsals, and I don't think they'll have that for the new NXT on USA, especially since it's live. Edge also said, is what I hope is that there is talent that are spinning their wheels and they can do so much more, like Apollo Crews or Cesaro. So many people. Let them go to NXT, man, and let them shine. Let them do their thing in the ring. That, to me, is how you can fill up those 2 hours. That, to me, is how you can use those guys to teach younger folks, okay, this is live TV. This is how things work. And I think that's the key. And in terms of AEW, I mean, what's super exciting about that is we have no idea what it's even going to look like. Like, what format? Like, how are you going to do promos? There are so many fun things just as a fan to sit and watch the exciting stuff, man. So really, they're taking their minor league system, pushing out on USA to combat a new company that's red hot right now, that's selling out all over the place, and that's more adult friendly. And the problem I have with NXT, and I really think it may fail in USA, it comes down to whether Vince McMahon is going to be involved. The reason SmackDown and Raw suffers a lot is because Vince McMahon is constantly rewriting shows, maybe an hour or even 15 minutes even before the show goes live. So a lot of talent doesn't know what they're doing. A lot of talent has said one thing and then all of a sudden they're in a whole different angle, whole different outcome, and it overexposes them, really, to be honest. And then you have all these jumbled up storylines that don't make sense week to week. You have like Roman Reigns getting put in the ambulance and the ambulance tipped over, and then the next day he is walking fine to the arena doing live shows, which makes no sense. And the same thing with Seth Rollins. You have him getting beat up like crazy by Brock Lesnar, and then next week he comes hobbling out like he can't really walk or nothing. And then all of a sudden he's winning the world title, the universal title, as if nothing even happened to him. You have all these type of problems with Raw and SmackDown. And the problem is, you had Triple H. He was a 90s type wrestler and he was running NXT now. And he's been doing a great job because he hasn't had that influence from Vince McMahon. But now, since it's going to be on the USA Network, you're going to have shareholders involved. You're going to have TV executives involved. This whole different ball game, because on the network, on WWE's own network, you didn't really have that. It was just a minor league. You didn't really have all those people breathing down your neck as if you would if you're on a major TV station such as USA. So I feel like when AEW starts kicking its butt or starts doing better in ratings, or Vince McMahon does not like something, or the TV executives come out and they pressure Vince McMahon, Vince McMahon's going to go back in and he's going to take over the show. And that's where NXT is really going to suffer from, because it's going to become Raw 2.0 or Raw 3.0. The SmackDown is basically like Raw 2.0 now. So it's going to become the same damn shit show. And if he shoves on Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins on NXT, on USA, it's going to be another shit show, because Raw and SmackDown had independent rosters from one another. And SmackDown was doing great since 2016, since brand split. Storylines were amazing compared to Raw. Even though they were not beating Raw in the ratings, their storylines were still amazing, far better. But then when you start doing a wild card rule where you start having wrestlers from both shows end up on each other's show, that really takes away an option from the fans. So if I'm like a SmackDown fan and I like a certain set of wrestlers, it's taking me back to like the Monday Night Wars when you could pick WCW or WWF or ECW and you could just watch that show. But then when you're taking one wrestlers and putting them on the other and vice versa, you totally obliterate that option. And that's what they've been doing the last couple months, is having each wrestler on each show. And you're not really giving us an option. You're giving too much people too much time. And all these other wrestlers barely get any time anymore because they were the vocal point of one show. But now since you have your main wrestlers on both shows, it's taking away time from everyone else. And eventually that's what's going to happen to NXT. If Vince McMahon takes it over, he's going to shove out Braun Strowman. He's going to shove out Roman Reigns. He's going to shove out Seth Rollins. And then you're not going to see wrestlers like Adam Cole get more shine on there. You're not going to see Apollo Crews and Cesaro get a chance like that in NXT. But what I think they should do is they should give the NXT USA a couple other guys. And I think they should go back to the roots and get some back of the talent of NXT, such as Revival. You can do Bayley and Sasha, bring them back. You can do Finn Balor. You can do Authors of Pain. You can do the Viking Raiders. You can do EC3, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens. I would put those guys back on the NXT roster with the current NXT roster. Instead of just having a wildcard rule where you have Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns show up each week and you don't know who's going to show up, you want a clear divider between each brand. Otherwise, people don't have a choice. If I don't want to watch Roman Reigns and he's on all three shows, then I don't have a choice. I'm just going to go to AEW then, because that would be a different choice. The other problem is, like I said earlier, you have these wrestlers that they're used to not doing this live, so they can take multiple shoots of each promo that they do to get the best one. Doing it live, you don't have that. Unless you air a pre-tape promo live on the Titantron on the big screen for everybody to see, which you could do, but what about the people out in the ring? Can't really fake that. And then the same problem is, it's live, so they don't have enough time to rehearse. So that's going to be another flaw with the show. Now, do I think it can overcome that? And I think it could be a viable option. Definitely, if Vince McMahon stays out of it and he focuses on Raw and SmackDown or the XFL. But if he's just going to take it over, it's going to become another Raw, another SmackDown. They're going to have the same superstars on it. It's going to go downhill and be under 2 million in viewers each week, which will be complete shit. Anyways, guys, for my whole wrestling thing, I'm not going to break down news every week, but I hope to do like some type of reaction videos with the old WCW and old WWF content. And I might do occasional podcasts on certain angles and what I think that they should have did. And maybe I might do old storylines and explain how I would change it and how I would have did it to make it better. So I hope you guys enjoyed this wrestling podcast. I didn't want to get too far into my certain opinions on certain things or who I liked. I just wanted to explain to you guys my passion for wrestling and where it came from, and explain why I'm so interested in WWE again, because there's a new company on the horizon that's going to force WWE to make significant changes, and I just can't wait for it. Thanks for listening. Peace out.